Today on More to Life, unworried. Is stress keeping you up at night? Is anxiety becoming a constant companion? Let us help you find the peace God wants for you. 877-573-7825. Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And let's all take a deep cleansing breath. Ready? See, feeling better already. We're talking about stress, worry, and anxiety today on More to Life. And if you're stressed about something, worried about a bunch of things, or just anxious all the time, we are here to help you find the peace that God wants all of us to live in, but is sometimes hard to access. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
So are you worried about a particular problem in your life or your relationships? Are you stressed out about the number of challenges you're facing in your life? Or maybe, like a lot of people these days, you're dealing with a constant undercurrent of stress and worry and anxiety, and you're not really even sure why at this point. Maybe you have somebody in your life who's feeling stressed and don't know how to help them, especially if they're your child or your spouse, somebody you really care about. Whatever the reason, whatever the situation, let us help you win the battle against anxiety and find new ways to cooperate with God's grace and increase your peace.
Ooh, I like that. That sounds good.
I think that's a good thing. I think
I'm excited for the show. I can't wait to learn some things. 877-573-7825. Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can also share your questions with us via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. That's with the number two, questions@moretoliferadio.com.
And I have to say, whether you're dealing with particular stressors right in the moment or you're dealing with the stress and anxiety that comes with the what ifs, you know, sometimes we feel a little weird sharing with people, I'm really stressed out. Oh, what are you stressed out about? And then you're thinking, well, it's not present. It's the what ifs. And how do I deal with all the what could happen to my children? What's happening in the church? What's going to happen with my job? What's going to happen with the future of the world? And all the what ifs that the media, especially the secular media, puts in our minds. If you're feeling a heightened level of stress, if you're feeling more anxious about something than you want to be, and you don't feel really in touch with your resources the way that, in a way that's giving you strength, well, give us a call today on More to Life, and let's help you find those grace-filled answers. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering what that is and what it could possibly have to do with helping you deal with the stress, worry, and anxiety you're feeling, well, you've come to the right place. Because when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections on how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of creation and specifically his design of our bodies.
Because anxiety really is common enough. We all feel stressed and worried and anxious at times. But the theology of the body reminds us that it was never God's intention that we should be anxious. In fact, That very first anxiety attack occurred immediately after the fall, when Adam and Eve felt separated from God and each other, and they hid. Now, how often do we feel like that, when the problems we face make us feel small and scared? We tend to think that anxiety is an unavoidable part of life, but the theology of the body reminds us to look to God's design of the body to understand God's plan for us. And brain scientists tell us that we weren't naturally built to be anxious as well. In fact, rather than being a direct response to problems, anxiety is actually a sign that we feel disconnected from the people in our lives that God has placed in our life to support us, and God himself. You know, the key to regaining our peace is working to restore that sense of communion and connection.
Well, that's right. You know, research shows that even when we're going through hard times, if underneath it all, we feel securely attached to the people around us and connected to the support they can give us, our brains produce chemicals that help us stay calm. By contrast, even when we aren't facing any particular problems, if we're struggling to feel connected to others, or if our connection to others is being threatened in some way, our brain produces chemicals that make us feel anxious. I mean, think about it this way, right? You know, you're walking through the woods in ancient times with your tribe, right? And you've got people watching your back, so you don't have to worry about the saber-toothed tiger jumping out at you. But if you're walking through those same woods by yourself, you got to be looking out for the saber-toothed tiger. It's not so much the outside problem that's the issue. It's the degree of support you're feeling and the degree of connection you're experiencing. And so anxiety is meant to be a message that says, hey, go find safe, healthy people to support and help you. The theology of the body reminds us that biology is theology, and by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of our body, we can discern important insights about what it takes to live a healthy, holy life and have healthy, holy relationships. The theology of the body and brain science remind us that the key to peace is seeking communion with God and cultivating the community of love that God's placed around us. Okay, fine. But sometimes that's hard to do, especially when the people we want to turn to for support aren't willing to show up, you know, or we're going through something that we're not sure how to bring other people into it. So if you're struggling, you know, and you're feeling that stress, that worry, that anxiety, give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Tell us, are you worried about a particular problem in your life or relationships? Or maybe you're just stressed out about the number of challenges you're facing in your life. Or, like a lot of people these days, maybe you're dealing with a constant undercurrent of stress, worry, or anxiety that's just kind of making you buzz all the time and you're not quite sure why. Whatever the reason, let us help you win the battle against anxiety and find new ways to cooperate with God's grace and increase your peace. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And again, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can shoot us your questions via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice and being able to ask you those follow-up questions. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking some of those questions. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you for the gift of peace, the peace that this world cannot give. We ask you, Lord, to help us in those times when we're feeling stressed, worried, or anxious, that the cause of that anxiety is not the problems that we're facing, but rather that sense that we have somehow become separated from you and the support of the people around us. Help us then to find ways to bridge that gap and to seek that support, to let other people in. And please, Lord, make the people around us be willing to support us and give us that encouragement, that connection, that love that we're seeking, so that in good times and in bad, we can stay connected to you and the people you've placed in our lives, so that we can maintain that peace and calm in the face of all those struggles, so that we can glorify you with our response and the peace that this world cannot give. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Unworried. It's named the same name as my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. And if you're looking for more tips for combating anxiety and going from being a worrier to a warrior, you can check it out. It's Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. But you can also call in right now with your questions about being less worried on our show titled Unworried. Again, the number 877-573-7825.
I need to answer a question. Charlie from Missouri just called in. He's listening on Covenant Radio, and he has such a beautiful question, and I want to make sure we get to it because it touches my heart so much. He said, if he wakes up in the middle of the night, can he pray the rosary to help him fall back to sleep? Does Mary sleep? And he just wants to know if this is okay. I have to say, Charlie, yes, of course you can. And in terms of, you know, is she available to you in the middle of the night? I want to say, as a mom myself, there is not a second of the day that I, as a flawed human being, am not available to my children. You know, even if I have my computer, you know, set on focus and everything else can't get to me, it always has the systems for my children and my husband to get through to me if they need me at any point. As they were little ones and they'd get up in the middle of the night and they'd need me, I'd be up in a flash. You know, human moms don't even go into the deepest level of sleep when their children are tiny. How much more the mother that Jesus gave us at the foot of his cross when he said to John, you know, behold your mother, and to Mary, behold your son. It was in that moment he made sure we all knew that she is our mama, and she is there for us all the time. And what mother doesn't want to come alongside her child and comfort him or her in the middle of the night and help him or her get back to sleep peacefully? So your instincts are 100% right. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't fall back to sleep for whatever reason, pain, anxiety, you just can't, your mom wants to be there for you. Absolutely call upon her in the rosary. And also remember to pray for others and whatever anxieties you're having in that rosary.
I will say, you know, when I talk to people about this, you know, sometimes people feel guilty using the rosary to fall back to sleep, you know, as if they're saying somehow that the rosary is boring, and so I'm going to do this boring thing to fall back to sleep. That's not it at all, you know. Or they feel like, you know, if I don't finish it, then I've done something wrong. And that, again, that's not it at all. It's when we pray the rosary, and a lot of people do this as a way of kind of getting to sleep or falling back to sleep. It really is a way of going to our mom and saying, you know, Mommy Mary, hold me.
Yeah.
And as we place that trust in her, and she holds us back to sleep. And that's exactly what God wants. He wants us to turn to him with all of our needs and all of our concerns. And so, you know, bringing ourselves to the Blessed Mother, she brings us to the arms of Jesus, and they hold us to sleep again.
Yeah, and I remember years ago, wonderful neighbor who lives down the street from me, and I still remember her saying this. You know, she said, on the nights when I can't sleep and I don't even have the emotional or spiritual strength to pray the rosary, I hold my rosary. And I remember that I'm holding the Blessed Mother's hand, and I ask her to pray for me. So whatever stage you're at, the point of that is she'll show up for you. God shows up for you. They are there for you, and they love you.
And one last point on this, you know, again, the idea about even falling asleep during prayer. You know,
yeah.
Again, people sometimes feel guilty about this, but it was St. Thérèse of Lisieux, I believe, who said that, you know, that a surgeon, you know, needs the patient to be asleep for him to be able to do his work.
And his best work, especially.
It's the same with the divine physician.
Yeah, that's
right?
What
sometimes
she said.
God puts us to sleep so that he can do the deepest work on us.
Yeah, and I remember hearing that at a time where I was in college, and I was, you know, I would stop by the Blessed Sacrament on my way back and forth to class, and inevitably there were at least three or four other kids in there sound asleep on their faces, or I would start to fall asleep because it was always very warm in there as well. And I started to feel a little guilty about that, and I discovered that particular quote of St. Therese, and it made me feel a lot better about just releasing myself in the presence of the Lord. And you can certainly do that in your own home. You can certainly call upon Our Lady and pray the rosary and know she's holding you.
Charlie, thank you so much for the question. And we are taking your calls today on More to Life. The show is titled Unworried, as we discuss how to fight back against the stress, worry, and anxiety that really affects us all and steals our peace and robs our joy. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And tell us, are you worried about a particular problem in your life or relationships? Are you stressed out about the number of challenges that you're facing in your life? Or maybe, like a lot of people these days, you're just dealing with a kind of a constant undercurrent of anxiety, and you're not quite sure why. Or for that matter, maybe somebody you care about is in that place, and you're not sure how to support them. However stress, worry, or anxiety is stealing your peace and robbing your joy, let us help you win the battle against anxiety and find new ways to cooperate with God's grace and increase your peace. 877-573-7825.
And I think that some of us, I just want to address this, I think some of us feel horribly guilty, and therefore we hide from God because we feel anxious. We feel as Catholics we should not feel anxious. As believers, we should just trust in God no matter what, and how dare we feel anxious? And I think we need to bring that to the forefront of this conversation.
Yeah, well, and you know, even for, okay, so for example, even in our reflection that we said at the beginning that God doesn't want us to be anxious.
Right.
Some people hear that and they say that, oh, I'm letting God down by being anxious. And then they get mad at us, you know, because we think we're
accusing
them. Or
mad at themselves,
yeah.
Or just frightened.
And it's not that at all. It's that anxiety is really, again, that light on the human dashboard that says, God wants to be here for you. God's placed people in your life to be here for you. Reach out. Ask for that help. Make that connection. You know, let God's grace flow through those relationships. It's that anxiety is an invitation to seek connection. It's not a condemnation of having lost the connection. So if you're struggling with that too, then give us a call. Let's talk that through. 877-573-7825. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls, but we'll be joined as well by Rachel Isaac, who will be sharing some insights from her pastoral counseling work.
The most original and exclusive Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
Hosting Women Made New has helped me deepen my own faith, and I look forward to every weekend having those in-depth discussions with my guests. It's been such a blessing being a part of the EWTN family and carry on the mission that Mother Angelica started.
Women Made New, Saturday noon Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today's show is titled Unworried. Is stress keeping you up at night? Is anxiety becoming a regular companion? Let us help you find the peace God wants for you. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where she specializes in the psychology of success and directs our St. Sebastian program for performance excellence. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So you wanted to share some insights from your pastoral counseling work about how we can be better prepared to deal with those stressful moments and experiences in our life.
I think that's so important because, as I was saying earlier, a lot of us get anxiety because we're thinking of the what ifs. What's going to happen? How can I? What should I do? And we're terrified. So how do we prepare without becoming obsessed with preparing?
That's a fantastic question. And, you know, when we have a stressful event coming up, such as, you know, a conversation we need to have, a presentation, a big life change, or really anything else, right? We tend to live as though that stressful event is happening now, and our body reacts as though it's happening now. So our shoulders tense up, our breathing gets more shallow, our thoughts race. But part of the reason we feel so much anxiety in our day-to-day leading up to the event is because we don't have any power over that event because it's not happening right now. So this is where the tool of the green versus gold zone can be extremely helpful. The
Tell
gold
us what
zone
that
is the, quote, performance zone, the zone we have to be in where we're more alert, attentive, and present during the actual event. The green zone is everything else outside of the performance zone. It's where we are right now in our day-to-day because we're not actually needing to perform right now. When we live in the gold zone and we feel as though the stressful event is occurring in every instant of our day, we're going to feel anxious, burnt out, powerless, and overwhelmed. But when we can recognize we're in the green zone, we can be more present, relaxed, attentive to what we can control in this moment, and be more effective in preparing for the stressful event. You know, one of my favorite ways to kind of help shift my mind back into the green zone when it's starting to enter the gold zone too early is to say a prayer, such as, Lord, help me to be present in what is actually going on around me right now. Help me to see the peace and beauty that's around me right now. And help me to take action on the small steps I can take today to help me feel more prepared and empowered to take on the event when the time actually comes.
My goodness, just as you're saying that, my shoulders are like going down a little bit and I'm breathing easier. It's a beautiful prayer. Do me a favor, at some point today, put that up on, you know, our More to Life, like
social media,
so everybody can grab that from you.
Sure,
but as we're engaging in that idea, because I can just hear so many moms, and you see it on social media every day, where moms especially feeling so frantic, and some of them might be saying, well, if I do that and I stay in the present, then how do I make sure my kids have lunch for tomorrow? How do I make sure everything gets done? How do I handle the schedule? Is there a way to balance that preparing for the day-to-day and having to worry about all the what-ifs with this green zone? How do you run the line between the two of those?
There absolutely is, because it is that difference between preparation and actually being in that stressful event, right? Mm. When I'm preparing, I can think ahead, I can slow down, right? I can think about what I need to do, and then again, I can take those kind of action steps to help me prepare, you know? So instead of frantically like, oh my gosh, I have to make lunch tomorrow or, you know, whatever, what am I going to do? And like being able to say, okay, well, what would set me up for success to be able to do that effectively and peacefully? Well, you know, I could cut the apples now, right? Because I recognize that's going to take a few more minutes than I'm going to have tomorrow, right? Or, oh, hey, I don't have the groceries that I need. So how can I make time today to pick up the things that I need? Right.
So you're bringing it into the present is what I hear you're saying. Like you're doing effective things in the present moment, which brings it back into that zone.
Well, one of the things that occurs to me. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. But one of the things that occurs to me as you're talking about this, I heard somebody say once, You know, grace is in the situation, not our imagination. You know, God doesn't give us grace to solve imaginary problems, right? So when we start running these what-if scenarios in our head, well, what if, you know, this horrible thing happens? What if, those are things in our imagination. We don't need grace to deal with those because they're not happening, right? But we need the grace for the situation. So what is it that I need grace for right now in this moment? To recenter myself in God, in the support of the people around me, to make some kind of small steps toward restoring my peace and also doing something to make a positive difference in the situation that I'm in right now. And, you know, and then kind of working it out step by step. I'm not ignoring the future. I'm not ignoring the possibilities that things could go wrong or whatever. It's that I'm centering myself in the here and now where I can receive that grace and make an actual plan to do something small and productive instead of just spinning around in circles and spinning out with anxiety.
I absolutely love that summary. And I think another important thing that I'd add is that we also have to decide when we actually want to enter the gold zone. And we really want that transition to be as close to the actual event as possible. So when I'm actually walking on stage to give that presentation, or I'm actively sitting down to have that conversation with someone, right? But until that moment, I'm in the green zone and I can have that greater peace because, again, I don't have to be on, so to speak, right? I can have that peace, that grace, that preparation, and take those action steps that will help me feel more empowered when the time actually comes.
Well, Rachel, thanks so much for being with us today. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I invite them to check out the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence at CatholicCounselors.com, where you work with Catholic athletes and executives and other folks who are in high-pressure positions.
Yeah.
Moms you know, who are experiencing that stress. How can we be our best selves under pressure? Check it out, the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence at CatholicCounselors.com. We're taking your calls about anxiety today on More to Life. When we come back, we'll be taking those calls at 877-573-7825. Tell us, is stress keeping you up at night? Anxiety becoming a regular companion? Are you looking for the peace that God wants to give you? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Back in a minute.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We listen to all kinds of things, as the Pope says, the radio, the TV, we listen to our phones, all kinds of other messages. But are we silencing ourselves enough that we may listen for God? The other thing we need to do is continue to educate ourselves on the faith. Are we listening to Catholic programming on a regular basis? Are we attending really good, healthy, faith-filled conferences to learn more from those who may be scripture scholars or apologists or maybe just a good talk from a spiritual leader or maybe watching a good video of a wonderful priest such as a Father John Ricardo or a Bishop Barron or someone else? So continue to, as Father John Harden used to say, educate, educate, educate yourself in the Catholic faith.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle, yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Anxiety is such a commonplace experience that we often feel like there's something wrong with us when we aren't feeling anxious. We wonder what new threat to our security or peace we're missing. But how do you know whether you're experiencing normal garden variety stress and anxiety, or whether you're struggling with something more serious? Has anxiety become a regular part of your life? Does it impact your performance at work, or make it harder to enjoy your relationships, or prevent you from having the energy to do the things you used to enjoy? These are good signs it's time to seek professional help. People often wait years before getting appropriate counseling help, and by then the problem's been allowed to grow into something that's having a serious impact on your life, career, and relationships. Anxiety is very treatable, and a vast majority of people who seek help get better. If you're ready to win your battle against anxiety, check out my book, Unworried, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Our show today is titled Unworried, as we talk about stress, worry, and anxiety. The show is titled after the book of the same name, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, which is available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. But if you're worried about a particular problem in your life or relationships, or stressed out about the number of challenges you're facing, or, like a lot of people these days, just dealing with a constant undercurrent of worry or anxiety, and you're not quite sure why, we want to help you reclaim the peace that God wants to give you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sarah, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
I'm worried about my daughter, who has dealt with extreme stress in her marriage for 10 years, and it's affecting her children and her safety.
So you're saying that her marriage is abusive?
Yes.
Okay.
It's primarily verbal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's extreme, and it's just been going on for so long that...
Does she recognize the problem?
Yes, to some degree.
And so when you talk to her about it, what does she say?
She doesn't like to talk about it too much. She's always been determined to... for things to get better, to make her marriage work. To, you know, they were married in the church. She doesn't want it not to work out. But she says she just keeps trying to make things better and
on her own. But is she open to getting help?
She has been to different counselors over the years at different times, and I don't heard from her friend that she doesn't even tell them everything. One counselor many years, 7 or 8 years ago, called CPS, so.
That's interesting.
They called CPS, I'm sorry, on her husband or on her?
On her husband.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, do you think the kids are in danger?
Not now. So he used to drink, and he quit almost 7 years ago, but
okay.
So it was better after that. And he's still has
better is a relative term, but it's better. Yeah, no, I get you. All right, so the physical violence is not as much of a risk as it used to be, but there's still the verbal abuse, and
right.
And she's being
right.
She's really run down.
And I'm assuming that
absolutely.
When the friend called CPS, and they went in, they looked at the house. They didn't take the children. The courts didn't do anything to protect the family in any way. There was
nothing.
No result from that.
No, and I don't know this. I'm hearing secondhand from her friend that has called me in concern more recently.
About what exactly?
Just about how run down she has become, and how okay. It's hard on the kids.
How often are you able to see her?
At least once a week.
Okay. And so you have an ongoing relationship there. It's an open relationship. I mean,
yeah.
And when you get together, like, what are you doing? Like, are you going to her house, or is she coming to see you? Or what?
And is the husband always there?
He's not always there. If it's weekend, then it's usually maybe the family will come over. But during the week, sometimes I can go and help her with the house or do things with the children.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So I have some suggestions for you. I'm glad that you have that relationship with her. And you're able to see her on a regular basis, because that's a big part of any ability that you would have to influence her. It's obviously going to be, you have to take the long view on this. Because there's not any one thing that you could do that would make this change overnight.
I know that's hard when it's already been 10 years, but...
What I would say is, number one, as much as you can be around her, because she needs to know that you're there to support her. And I know that she knows that. I mean, she needs to feel that, okay, I have this strong connection and attachment to Mom. I can talk to her about things. I can, and again, I know she knows that, but she needs to kind of feel that even more than she feels the fear of, quote unquote, betraying her husband's trust.
Exactly.
Right?
Because when she is with him and you're not there, she is always living on high alert at this point. 10 years of emotional abuse and possibly some physical abuse before he stopped drinking just sets you on fight or flight all of the time. You're living in a state of dread. And for you to actually be physically more present for her, it will allow her to have moments of taking that down a bit, feeling a bit safer. It gives her a different experience that she can begin to feel in her body.
So the more you can be in her life and be present physically, the better. Also, and this is going to seem like a small thing, but it makes a difference, when you see her, really give her a big hug. Hold her, right? Hold her close and just tell her, I love you so much. You don't have to talk about the issue. Just, I love you so much, and God loves you even more, and I'm here for you. And you just say that every time you give her the big hug. And you really just, not just like, oh, hug, move on. It's like really an intentional hug where you hold her. Because what that does, again, it's grounding her in an experience of love. It's pulling her out of that fear that she's constantly living in. And it's reminding her of her worth in your eyes and in God's eyes, too. Those little moments make a big difference in allowing her just to step out of the constant fear and start to realize that she's worth more and deserves more, and that God wants to give her more.
It's almost like cracks in a wall. You know, the wall may seem like a very strong wall, but if they're... or more and more and more cracks in it, eventually that wall is going to crumble. And you hugging her, being present to her, telling her aloud that you love her, all of these things that Greg is talking about here will create crack after crack after crack. And at some point, with God's grace, if you are praying for your daughter all the time, it may allow enough of God's light through those cracks for her to say, I don't want to live behind this wall anymore.
Two more suggestions. Okay, so when you're giving that hug, or at other times when she's just talking to you and you're not sure what to say, I want you to pray over her. You know, so you're giving her that hug, you say those things, and you just slip in, Lord, please bless my daughter and help her know how much you love her and how much I love her, and help me be the mom she needs me to be.
Now, not allowed every single time. You really want to gear how she's responding to that hug. But if she's responding at all, go for it. If not, at least be praying it in your head.
And when you're talking to her on the phone, for example, if she's relating anything to you, you know, about good or bad or whatever, and you empathize with her, you know, you either celebrate the good things or you say, oh, honey, I'm so sorry you're going through that. But then you say, you know, I wish I knew what to do, but I know God does. Lord, please bless my daughter. Help her to know how much you love her. Help her to know how much I love her, and help me be the mom she needs me to be. And then you move on to something else, right? You don't ask her permission to pray over her. You just bring Jesus into that situation. Again, it's these little cracks that remind her of what she's worth in God's eyes and in yours, and it pulls her a little bit out of the fear. Of course, you're going to want to encourage her to be getting back into some kind of counseling on a regular basis. I know she's concerned about the counseling being faithful. We do a lot of this kind of work through the Pastoral Solutions Institute at CatholicCounselors.com. You might want to suggest that resource to her as a way of providing that faithful support. that can really help her understand what it means to be a beloved daughter of God. So check that out. And then also, I would like you to really reflect a little bit, okay? And this is going to be a little harder thing, okay? But our children learn relationship skills, or the lack thereof, from their growing up with us, right? And I'd like you to reflect, what is it about her growing up that made it hard for her to set boundaries? What is it about her growing up that made it hard for her to know what she was worth in God's eyes? I'm not blaming you. I want you to hear this. I am not blaming you. What I'm doing is I'm giving you more power to intervene. Because if you can reflect on that and go seek some good counseling yourself, then you're modeling to your daughter how to identify those concerns and start healing those wounds. And because you're seeing somebody and working with somebody to heal the origins of some of those wounds, that's empowering her and witnessing to her that help is available, right? And when she's ready for it, she's going to be willing to accept some of that, and you're also going to be getting some good counsel from those people to know how best to help her, right? So you're healing some of those deeper wounds in the family of origin that might have contributed to this in some way. Again, I am not blaming you. I'm giving you power to heal some of these things. And you're also getting ongoing support in knowing how best to support her as she moves forward in life. And you're witnessing to her that there is help that's available. So I want you to focus on those things, all right? And all together, you know, you're exploiting those little cracks in the fear, so that you can let the grace flow into those cracks and start to begin the healing. It's going to be important for her to be seeking faithful counseling. So that's got to be the goal of all of this, you know, really helping her feel calm enough with you to be able to take that suggestion to heart and reach out to somebody who can give her the faithful guidance that she needs. But it's going to take doing these kinds of things on an ongoing basis.
And I will say, if you are able in any way to help her pay for that, because she may be afraid to, you know, take that money from their accounts, he would find out, it would be scary. If there's a way to help her with that, then I'll, you know, just volunteer it. You know, if you ever feel like you need somebody to talk to, I'd be glad to help you out with that. One more thing, Sarah. At some point, you may want to really discuss with your daughter the misconception she has that every Catholic marriage is just, you know, locked in place, even if somebody is being physically or emotionally abused. That's not the case.
No. Well, and even the Catechism talks about, you know, how separation from bed and table is sometimes necessary when there are serious issues like what you're describing here. We're not counseling for divorce, but what we're saying is that sometimes Catholics have a misunderstanding about why marriage is sacred.
And abusers will take advantage of that and twist it in a very ugly way.
Marriage is sacred because, like all the sacraments, it is an instrument of grace and healing. You know, we don't know how to love each other in ways that are loving. We certainly don't know how to love each other the way God wants us to. We're all broken in some way. And so marriage exists so that God can heal that brokenness in us and help us love each other in ways that are actually loving, in ways that God wants us to love each other. That's why marriage is sacred. And we cannot put maintaining an unhealthy connection in place of that work that God is asking us to do with that sacrament of learning how to love appropriately. And so when somebody is treating us poorly in a marriage, when our spouse is treating us poorly in a marriage, the sacrament challenges us to say, hey, this is not the way God wants us to love each other. Something needs to change. And if that person isn't willing to cooperate with that grace of the sacrament, then sometimes the most loving thing we can do is to separate ourselves from that person, at least for a time, to be able to say, I want to be in this relationship with you, but I want to be in a godly relationship with you.
A well-ordered and rightly ordered relationship in God's grace, and that means both of us working on whatever we need to do to heal what's not right, what's disordered in the relationship, for our own souls, our own sakes, but also for the well-being, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, of our children as well. And we really have a responsibility to be raising our children in a way where they can see God's love, His mercy, and His strength in the decisions that we are making. And that includes calling each other on as spouses to be our best and most godly selves and helping each other heal. So just being quiet, just tolerating this and saying, well, I can't leave because I'm Catholic, is missing the point of the healing nature of the sacrament of marriage.
And that's how a good pastoral counselor can really help your daughter in understanding what is the healthy Catholic response to these challenges that she's facing. So if you would like to connect her with us at CatholicCounselors.com, we'd be happy to work with her through some of these issues. But I hope you can take some of these suggestions to heart, both the suggestions I made for reaching out to your daughter and also for the healing that might need to go on in your own heart and your own family, so that you can be that witness to her of that grace healing the wounds in the family that sort of set her up for some of these things. Thank you so much for the call, Sarah. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. 877-573-7825. It's 877-573-7825. You know, as we're talking about how connection helps to heal anxiety, there are lots of ways to stay connected to EWTN. If you have the TuneIn app, you can listen to the EWTN radio live stream. Go to TuneIn and search EWTN. And we'd love to connect with you that way. Let's keep Catholic Radio going strong in your life so that God can keep pouring out that grace and reminding you of what you're worth in His eyes. We have to go to break, but it's a time for our scripture of the day that comes to us from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
And I think it's a perfect one after our last conversation with Sarah. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
You know, and this is a reminder of what it means to be connected to God's grace, right? If we're feeling, you know, if we're feeling a lack of power, if we're feeling a lack of love, if we're feeling a lack of self-control, you know, then something has separated us from that grace. And that's not a condemnation, okay? That's not something else to feel guilty about. What that is to say, okay, I need to find a way to reconnect so that I can begin to pray, Lord, you know, I am feeling powerless, and I am feeling disconnected, and I am feeling out of control. Help me to figure out one small thing I could do through your grace to help restore my peace and make some kind of positive difference in this situation. Help me to find one small thing I could do to experience a deeper connection with you and the people you've placed in my life to love me. And help me find one small thing I can do to grow in virtue instead of just feeling like the only thing I can do is feel sorry for myself or try to make myself feel numb in the moment. Because the more we can pray that way, the more we're able to reclaim that sense of power and love and self-control and get back into that stream of grace that gives us our peace. We're taking your calls about stress, worry, and anxiety today on More to Life. Give us a holler at 877-573-7825 and tell us, are you worried about a particular problem in your life or relationships? Are you stressed out about the number of challenges you're facing in your life? Or maybe, like a lot of people these days, you're dealing with a constant undercurrent of stress, worry, or anxiety, and you're really just not sure why. Whatever the reason, let us help you win the battle against anxiety and find new ways to cooperate with God's grace and increase your peace. 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can also shoot your questions to us via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. And we'll be back with more of your questions coming up right after the break.
He is honored by the church as a saint with the title of the Seraphic Doctor.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
One of the greatest theologians and Franciscan mystics in church history, Bonaventure also wrote a biography of St. Francis that was commissioned by the Franciscans themselves. It took a saint and true mystic to understand a true saint and mystic. He died in 1274.
To find out more, visit EWTN.com and click on Catholicism.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today our show is titled Unworried, as we talk about the ways that stress keeps us up at night and anxiety just kind of haunts us. If you are worried about a particular problem in your life, or just dealing with stress, worry, and anxiety on an ongoing basis, or for that matter, someone you care about is stressed, worried, or anxious, and you're not sure how to support them, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
I'd like to take a question that came in from George, who is listening in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio on the TuneIn app. He said that he and his wife of 12 years are devout Catholics. They have kids, and now she has filed for divorce around the end of 23. He tried everything. He said meeting with a pastor, couples therapy, etc., and she's refusing everything. This causes a lot of anxiety and stress for him and the children.
All right, George, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. It's a particularly challenging situation. And of course, I don't know the details of the situation, so I'm going to just speak generally to what you can do. And if you have any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the program or at CatholicCounselors.com. The most important thing a spouse can do in this situation is to be getting help for themselves and the children. If your wife doesn't want to come, that's up to her. But you seeking counseling for you and the children,
let me be clear, not the children all separately themselves. You with the children. Your children in
sessions. And you all might not be together every session. Some sessions it might just be you. Other sessions it might be you with the kids. You're inviting her to come with you all the time. But even if she doesn't want to, you're doing that work on yourself, and you're doing that work to be the dad that your kids need you to be through this challenging time. A lot of times what happens, and I'm not saying this is happening for you, I don't know, because I don't have you to ask that question, but a lot of times what happens in this dynamic is the reason that the wife doesn't want to join the counseling is because she feels like she's been the one doing all the emotional labor on the relationship for a very long time. And, you know, the husband has been clueless to some degree or another. Again, I'm not accusing you of that. I'm just describing the dynamic that I regularly see in the pastoral counseling practice, right? The wife has felt for years that I'm carrying all the emotional labor. I'm the one who's concerned about the relationship. I'm the one who's concerned about trying to attend to everybody's needs, to try to make everybody happy, to try to do all the things.
She may or may not have effectively expressed that, but that's what's been going on in the noise in her head.
And at some point, that person in that position who feels like I've been doing all the emotional labor just breaks. And that's the first time the spouse notices. And at that point, it's kind of too late, you know, and so the spouse is like, well, let's be partners on this. Let's fix this out together. And the wife is like, I don't have the energy to be a partner with this anymore. And I don't trust that you'll show up.
Especially when you're going through something like that and it's led into some form of depression. Excuse me, frog in my throat.
Yeah, and when that depression kicks in, then it's like I feel like I can't do anything, right? And that's why it's so important for you to be getting help, because you're going to need to learn how to be more aware and to be more emotionally engaged, whether the marriage works or not. You can't be going as a way of trying to, quote unquote, manipulate your wife into making the relationship work. And when I say manipulate, I don't mean that in necessarily a negative way.
But if you do A and B, then C will happen, and right. C is going to be the marriage.
It has to be, I'm going to counseling because I realize I have issues that have prevented me from being the kind of husband that I need to be.
Now, that may actually open her eyes and say, oh, he's really doing something. Maybe I can baby step back into this and see if I can trust it.
But it's going to take some time, and you cannot be going with that intention in mind. It has to be going because you believe that there's stuff that you have to work on, and also going so that you can help the kids. That is
exactly.
The most important thing that you could be doing right now. And if there's more that we can do to support you in that, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. I also encourage you to check out our books, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, and How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. You can find both of those titles in our bookshop at CatholicCounselors.com under the Marriage section. Check it out. That's all the time we've got for today's program. If you are looking for ways to beat stress, worry, and anxiety in your life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.